Israel strikes back. Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. This is a Fox News alert. Israel's reportedly launched limited strikes on Iran in retaliation to recent attacks. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has the latest from the Pentagon.
What you're seeing occur right now is, based on sources that I've spoken to, well-placed military sources who confirmed that Israel did strike inside Iran, but this was a limited strike, as we've been reporting, a limited strike suggesting that it is not designed to escalate tensions with Iran. Now, what does that mean? That means that at this point in time, we cannot confirm that Israel was targeting Iran's nuclear facilities. Certainly, symbolically, by striking inside Isfahan, which is the province where some of those key nuclear facilities are. But again, we don't know what the targets of the strikes were.
Iranian state media says nuclear facilities near the strikes are fully safe. A senior Iranian official telling Reuters, Iran has no immediate plans for retaliation right now against Israel. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters under arrest after staging an overnight demonstration at Columbia University. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter among those detained, as we hear from Fox's Rich Edson.
This is all wrapped into this hearing that we had on Capitol Hill yesterday, where the president of Columbia testified about anti-Semitism on campus. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter says that she is one of the three students that has been suspended. Isra Harisi says she's never been reprimanded in her 3 years at Barnard College. That's Columbia's partner school. Barnard's administration says it has made multiple requests for them to leave and that it started suspending students. Now, because of that and because of her tweet, you've got other members of the squad who were also asking questions at that hearing yesterday.
And the U.S. has vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution that would have paved the way for full-time United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump, a step closer to opening arguments, says enough jurors have been selected. Here's Fox's Nate Foy.
Now we're at 12 jurors seated with an alternate as well. So five more alternates need to be selected. But court ended with the judge, Juan Merchan, saying, we have our jury. Speaking of the two that were sent home, that happened for different reasons for each one. One of them was a man who the DA's office found an article online showing that at least someone with the same name had been arrested in the 1990s for tearing down conservative political signs. The other was a woman who felt that she couldn't serve impartially because she had fears that she might be identified after family and friends had asked her if she was one of the jurors.
The latest Fox News polls reveal a nail biter of a race in two critical swing states, and former President Trump has a small lead in two others. More from Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in this report.
In Georgia, former President Trump leads President Biden by 6 points. In Michigan, he leads by just three. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, it's an even split, each with 48%. Former President Trump does better with independents, but President Biden does even better with suburban women. In Georgia, 21% of black voters support former President Trump. In Michigan, 19% do. Now, on the issues, voters largely across these states trust President Biden more on abortion, health care, and election integrity, but trust former President Trump more on the border, the economy, and foreign policy, although in Georgia, Trump is slightly more trusted on abortion. Jessica Jacob Rosenthal, Fox News.
We now know what caused the 911 emergency services outage in three states this week. Workers installing a light pole in Missouri cut into a fiber line, cutting out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. The mistake reported Thursday by the company that operates the fiber line. The problems with 911 calls in a Texas city along the U.S. border with Mexico were unrelated. I'm Sue Guzman. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.